Folks, the words that will be used on tonight's call that may coincide with medical terms, maybe like diagnosis, patient client, therapy, treatment, and healing, they are not to be interpreted in a legal sense. The procedure and the product referred to tonight, that they have not been evaluated by the FDA, and they are not intended to treat, prevent, mitigate, or cure any medical, emotional, psychological condition to support or sustain human life, or to prevent impairment of human health. It's for self-education purposes only. No medical health, healing, or any other related claim is intended or is even asserted. We claim that there is no such thing as typical results. They do not exist. And what you may experience from using the very same process may be completely different from somebody else. And the statements that may be made on the call, especially during the Q&A session, they don't necessarily reflect the views of Dr. Alex Lloyd, Dr. Alex Lloyd Services. They are entirely the views of the individuals making those statements, claims, or questions. Now, Alex, before we dig into this, I want to make sure that we have everybody's attention, because tonight, not only are they going to get a preview about an upcoming book, in which I want you to talk more about that, they're also going to get a preview about this whole concept that's called memory engineering, or ME. So I really want us to dig in quick. What is memory engineering? Is it about memory games or age-related neurological problems, which I'll tell you, I'm 67, and I have these memory problems, so if it's going to help me, I'm all in for it. Or is this going to be some kind of a code thing that you've done in the past? Tell us what memory engineering is all about.
Yeah, thank you so much, Ed, and welcome, everyone. Let me say before I answer your question, Ed, that I feel tonight like I'm kind of at a finish line. In fact, it's been very surreal to me all day, because I've been on this path in one way or another for about 35 years. Ministry, traditional psychology, counseling, therapy practice, naturopathic medicine, energy medicine. But I've been on this path about 35 years. And as far as I know, this is the last kind of major piece, so anyway I'm not about to retire or anything. In fact, I've told Hope really all my life I'm never going to retire. I want to die doing what I love and helping as many people as I can, but to me this is, yeah, it's kind of a finish line. Okay, to answer your question, no, I knew this would come up because of what's happened in the world in the last 15 years. This is not about memory games so you don't get Alzheimer's or whatever, because the research kind of came out a number of years ago saying that basically a lot of those things are use it or lose it, and so you've got to keep using your mind. Now, in the last 3 years, research has come out saying the memory games pretty much don't work. But this has nothing to do with that anyway. Okay, this is not to prevent dementia or neurological issues or heal them. It is not any kind of new code process or trilogy. It has nothing to do with that. You don't tap, you don't point your fingers anywhere, you don't rub on a place on your body. Has nothing to do with any of that. It's totally, completely different.
Okay. What is memory engineering then?
Ah, okay. All right, let's get to it. In 2004, there was a major headline news story across the United States and, in fact, across the world. It was an interview with Dr. Eric Nessler at at Southwestern University Medical School and Medical Center in Dallas, Texas. Dr. Nessler is a medical doctor from Harvard who's head of the department at Southwestern. And Southwestern had been doing research for years to try to figure out what is the cause of illness and disease. If you go to a doctor because you're not feeling good and they run tests, then they call you back in when the tests have come back, and the doctor looks down at his shoes and says, Alex, I'm sorry to tell you, but you have, all right? And then I'm all upset and Hope's all upset. But after we catch our breath and calm down a little bit, we're very likely to ask the doctor, well, where did this come from? How did I get it? And by far in the history of medicine, the number one answer is three words, we don't know. Now, he might say stress, genetics, stress and genetics, but then if you ask some more questions like, yeah, but I've got a twin, and we grew up eating the same food, same parents, same everything. He's totally healthy. Well, now you're back again to we don't know. So Southwestern is trying to figure out what is, if one exists, the source of pretty much all illness and disease. And after years of doing research, basically Dr. Nessler steps to the podium and says, we've found it. We've found the source of illness and disease. And he goes on to say, this is going to mean the difference between life and death. It's going to mean the difference in cancer or no cancer. He even says stuff like, until now, most treatments in standard medicine have been little more than Band-Aids. This is going to allow us for the first time to treat illness and disease at its source. I mean, it was really unbelievable stuff. It was reprinted in my hometown paper the next day and then in papers across the world very, very quickly, okay? Probably the reason you may not have heard of it and why they have not continued to beat that drum is the end of the interview, which is basically, now we've got to find a way to fix it because we don't have a clue how to fix it. But when we figure out how to fix it, it's going to change everything. Well, that was 14 years ago. They still don't have a way to fix it, all right? Well, what they said they found that is the source of virtually all illness and disease, he said, we are naming it cellular memories. Well, just delete the word cellular. It's your memories. If you have a memory with anger in it or low self-worth or unforgiveness or a thousand other things, that memory resonates a signal to the hypothalamus in your brain and causes it to switch on the stress response in the right circumstances, which turns your immune system off or down, and here comes the source of 95%+ of all illness and disease, according to Stanford and Dr. Bruce Lipton. So it's your memories. So memory engineering, as you might guess, is a way to change, fix, heal memories that are sending those kind of signals to your brain and the surrounding cells. Let me give you an analogy. What if I had invented a phone booth kind of looking contraption that would allow you to go in that phone booth and push some buttons and go back to a certain time in your life and do it over again a different way? Just imagine that for a second. Would you want to do that about something in your life? Okay? How much would you pay to be able to do that for something in your life? Let me tell you one of mine. I've got several, but let me tell you one. My mother died of liver cancer at 69, way too young, okay? At the time she died, I was closer to her than any person on earth, even Hope and I. That was when we were having big-time marriage problems, okay? The doctors told our family, my mom, after she had started having severe pain, waited over a year before she went to the doctor, after having severe pain for over a year, okay? The doctors told the family, if your mom had come in pretty soon after she had started having that severe pain, we probably would have been able to save her. She probably would have lived, as best we can tell, another 20, 30 years. Okay? Her death was absolutely crushing to me. I mean, oh, my goodness. Christmas was a few days ago. I was looking at a picture of her on Christmas Day with my brother and just bawling like a baby, okay? I still miss her so much today. I guarantee you I would pay thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars to get in that machine, go back to when she first started having the pain, get her to go to the doctor, and have my mother for another 20 years. Okay, that's one of mine. Well, I didn't invent a phone booth-looking machine, right? That will probably never exist on planet Earth. But what I did create is about a 10-minute, six-step process that kind of does the same thing. It allows you to go back to a negative memory that's causing problems in your life, even if it's just stress, even if it's just an anger issue, even if it's just regret or unforgiveness or whatever, and heal, fix, change that memory. Now, not changing it to a lie. I don't want you to think that. That would make it worse, okay? A lie detector is basically a stress test. No, not that. But really fixing it, really changing it, and usually for good. So that's what memory engineering is. It's and it sounds it may sound simple, but it's taken me over 30 years to develop this. And I mean with trying lots and lots and lots of different things. Let me give you one example. When I was in the last year of my doctoral program in psychology, a lot of us who were in the program together had become really good friends. And we knew that everything related to psychology goes back to your memories, okay? I mean, that's been common knowledge for probably 100 years now, okay? And so if you could change those, boy, would it be a shortcut and a much more effective therapy. So when we were sitting out in the hall waiting for one class to end and our class to start, which was many, many, many times, we played around with all kinds of different possibilities of how you might be able to do that, okay? And this was for over a year. Nothing worked. Nothing came close to working. And I've played with it ever since, as have many other psychologists and therapists, counselors, probably ministers, maybe naturopaths, psychiatrists. And no one I know of has been able to come up with a process that works consistently, effectively to do this. I believe I have. I'm confident I have. Based on the testing I've done, I have, with God's help, of course, guiding me, I believe. But that's what it is. And I'll give you a little preview that I'll discuss a little more in a few minutes. All through those 30-plus years, I was missing four key things. And I never had them all until just very recently. And you have to have them all for this process to work consistently and effectively. So that's what memory engineering is without Ed me actually, you know, going through step by step what it is, which is what the program is.
Okay. But with that, why don't you tell us exactly how it works, what those missing components are, and then how it works compared to, say, the healing codes, because I'll bet you that 99.9% of the people on the call tonight, and that will be listening to this, they're going to be very familiar with the healing codes addressing the issue of memory. And so why don't you address that? Talk to us about the missing keys, the process, and how it differentiates from the healing codes.
Okay. As I've already said, it's a six-step process, takes about 10 minutes. There's nothing that you have to take as far as a medication or a supplement. It's not about tapping or pointing or any of that stuff. It's totally different. What it does is it changes your heart energy, and it changes the energy of a specific memory and set of related memories. Your memories are made of energy. They're not made of flesh and blood and bone and tissue. They're made of energy. The hippocampus has a lot to do with storing and recalling memories. The amygdala has a lot to do with the feeling and emotion of the memories. Yeah, we have physical functions that are very involved with memory, but they've cut out every part of the brain, and the memories are still there. And that's why they started calling them cellular memories, which means basically they're stored in cells all over the body. One of the validations of that is organ transplants. There's many documented cases, if you don't believe it, just Google it, of people receiving organ transplants and also starting to have memories of the other person's life, of which they don't even know who the donor is, much less details of their life, and they start remembering specific information and events from the donor's life. Many of them start having food cravings that they've never had that were food cravings of the donor. They start having personality changes. Maybe they go from a really nice person to kind of an angry person, sort of a passive person to an aggressive person, an introvert to an extrovert. Many, many things like that, okay? So those memories are made of energy. And in energy, which can be measured in hertz, there is a low to high, okay? Low to high hertz. You might think of it as to make it simple, as minus 10 to plus 10, all right? Plus 10 being a totally love-based memory, minus 10 being maybe a totally fear-based memory. So in your unconscious mind, or what I call the spiritual heart, you have kind of a general minus 10 to plus 10 energy ratio, all right? And then about the specific issue, like mom, or like the girl or guy that broke your heart, or the bully on the playground, or some teacher that you feel like you were not the favorite student, or they flunked you or whatever, all right? Those memories, those events have a negative charge. And the more negative feelings you have related to that, the more toward minus 10 that memory and its related memories are. Well, the significance of that is there's a wonderful thing called psychological adaptation that is built in to our brain, nervous system, and being. And everyone has it. And psychological adaptation can make you okay in virtually any circumstance within 6 months. And that's what we know it does. I'll give you an example. They did one study where there were brand new paraplegics, people who had just been in a catastrophic accident and are now without the use of their legs for the rest of their life. Okay? and another group of brand new lottery winners who have just become multimillionaires through the lottery. Both groups are those things that happened recently. Well, they gave them all sorts of tests, okay? How happy they were, how content with life they were, things like that, at the start of the study. And as you might expect, the lottery winners were just through the roof positive, and the paraplegics were through the floor negative, okay? 6 months later, they retest, and there's no difference between the two groups. The paraplegics are just as happy and content as the multimillionaire lottery winners. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's not because they did a whole lot of counseling or psychological work to get there. It's psychological adaptation. That all of us have that mechanism built into us that will make us okay mentally, physically, spiritually in almost any situation. The problem is if your heart energy is too negative, too much toward that minus 10, it's more than psychological adaptation can handle. So you will still not be okay in 6 months. And in my experience, we have for centuries now, we have been getting more and more and more and more negative in our unconscious mind and heart. Okay, there's lots of reasons for that I'm not going to take the time to go into tonight. But if that is true of you, then you're not going to be okay almost no matter what happens. So if you want to heal, and that was true with Hope when she was depressed, she was reading every book in sight for years. How come psychological adaptation did not make her depression okay within 6 months? Her heart unconscious energy was too negative. It couldn't overcome that, all right? So that means for those people, and I believe that's a high percentage of people today, we've got to change that issue. We've got to change the minus 10 to plus 10 of that issue, and we've got to change the minus 10 to plus 10 of the unconscious mind and heart to get it to where psychological adaptation can then effortlessly take it the rest of the way. And that's one of the main things that psychological adaptation does. Dr. Bruce Lipton, in his work at Stanford, it's amazing. He took cancer cells out of the body that were active growing cancer cells, put them in a petri dish, and they healed and the cancer went away spontaneously, consistently, over and over and over. Different people, different cancers. Takes it out of the body, puts it in a petri dish, the cancer heals and goes away. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's not because a petri dish is such an incredibly nurturing, healthy environment. It's absolutely not. It's kind of a cold environment. It's that the body that cancer cell in was incredibly toxic. And that was Dr. Lipton's result. That was his interpretation of the situation. It's that the body was incredibly toxic. So just getting it out of that toxic situation into a situation that was kind of cold but not toxic, the cancer spontaneously healed without anyone having to do anything, okay? So that's what we're trying to do, is change the toxic environment of the human spiritual heart, the human unconscious and conscious mind, which controls the body, so that psychological adaptation can then kick in and take us the rest of the way. The four keys that I was missing for all of those years, okay, were, number one, you have to have a relationship with your heart, a positive relationship with your heart, as if it were a best friend, a confidant, a mentor, I could use lots of words there. And it has to be done a certain way and correctly. And I'm going to teach you how to develop and nurture and cultivate for the rest of your life a positive relationship with your heart. All right? Number two, you have to create new positive memories to offset the negative memories for programming purposes in order to get that negative 10 more toward either zero or even positive 10. Number three, you have to create new truthful memories of the event, the person, the issue itself to become the new default memories. All right? In other words, you've got to go into that memory that's causing the problems or one of them, at least one related to the big memory, we'll say, and you've got to do brain surgery. You've got to go in there and with a scalpel, a metaphorical scalpel, cut out the lies, cut out the hatred, cut out the anger, and put in love and joy and peace and truth. And there's always a lie in those memories, and that's one of the critical factors. You've got to cut out the lie and put in the truth. And then the fourth key is you have to have your heart itself that is over a million times smarter than you are, more than a million times more powerful than you are. You have to have such a relationship with your heart that your heart will create a perfect new default memory for that issue, for that memory, for that event, for that person, for that whatever it is that is causing a problem with you, all right? And in memory engineering, I'm going to tell you in a very simple, detailed, but specific way how to do all four of those in six steps in about 10 minutes. And typically, that's all it takes. I did not do a big, long heart rate variability study on memory engineering. I didn't feel like I needed to. I did test 30 people. Eight of them were in balance when we started. All 22 of the subjects who were not in balance, which means they were in clinical stress, had their stress significantly decrease or go completely in balance 30 minutes or less after doing one six-step, 10-minute memory engineering. 100%, okay? So without telling you exactly how to do it step by step, which is what the program is for and is too detailed to do now anyway, that's basically what memory engineering is. I hope that makes sense. I tried to cover a number of things there pretty quickly.
Yeah, no, I'm concerned. You know, you said the very first one was relationship with your heart. You have to have a good relationship with your heart. I get up every morning, I get on my bike, I do about 30 minutes, 45 minutes of cardio, I take CoQ10, I try to reduce my HDL and LDL, so I love my heart. Is that what you're talking about?
No, not physical heart. What I call the spiritual heart, because that's what Solomon called it about 3,000 years ago, when he said, guard your heart above everything else, for from it flows all the issues of life. Now, if you don't like the word spiritual, if that scares you, and by the way, I don't mean religious by that. I run from religion. Took me decades to recover from my own religious upbringing, so I'm not talking religion. But if the word spiritual scares you, just think your unconscious, subconscious, and conscious mind.
Well, I think that everybody understands where we're coming from, especially for those with the experience of the healing codes. That's the kind of heart that we're talking about. It's not that physical that heart that goes boom, boom, boom. Well, let me ask you this, because this is important for our group of people, Alex. You know this. give us the information about the science behind it. Okay.
Yeah, thanks for asking that, Ed. And believe it or not, that's always a critical factor to me too. I mean, I don't always go by the science. If I just kind of know from prayer and in my heart that something is true, and a lot of times from ancient manuscripts as well. But the science is important to me too. Scientific American, one of the most highly regarded journals, scientific journals in America, been around forever, had a feature article based on research come out a few years ago, and the title of the article is "The Era of Memory Engineering Has Arrived." Okay? And they're citing research where they took mice who do the age-old, it seems, scientific thing of having mice run a maze to find a piece of cheese or something at the end. And they're timing the mouse and counting how many mistakes the mouse makes and, you know, all that sort of thing. Well, in this particular study, if I'm remembering correctly, and all the details of this are in my next book. This is the subject, by the way, of my next book. It's at Hachette, my top five New York publisher right now, going to be released, I believe, next fall. But anyway, in the study, they had a mouse learn a maze. And once they learn it, they run it that way every single time and don't make a mistake, typically. But they trained the mouse in how to run the maze, all right? And then the mouse ran it that way every single time. Then, and I'm sorry to say this, and I do not believe in cruelty to animals in any way, shape, form, or fashion. I've always been an animal person. So I'm sorry to even bring this up, but it is the truth. Then they did basically brain surgery on the mouse, and they implanted a new memory of a completely different maze where all the turns are different, okay? Put the mouse in the new maze, and the mouse runs the maze perfectly every single time without ever making a mistake from the very first time. So, in other words, the mouse did not have to learn the new maze. The mouse knew the new maze. And the mouse did not start trying to run it like the old maze, which is typically what the mouse would do every single time. It ran it on the basis of the new memory implant. In other words, the new memory implant had completely overridden all the old memories about running a maze. And the title of the article, "The Era of Memory Engineering Has Arrived." But there's a problem. As they state in the research, this may very well never be legal in the United States, because it involves brain surgery. Okay? I believe I figured out a way to have a very similar end result without brain surgery, in fact, without any discomfort at all. In fact, most people describe the 10-minute process as exciting, as very pleasurable. They enjoyed it. They didn't want to stop, et cetera. All right. Another study, I believe this was in Quartz magazine in the last couple of years. It's also cited in the book. They were working with paraplegics, and what they discovered in this research study is that paraplegics no longer have a memory picture of how to walk. Somehow, in the accident that made them a paraplegic, that all those memories of how to walk were deleted. And now they do not have any memory of how to walk. So they did virtual reality. They put those virtual reality goggles on them and showed them all sorts of different pictures, videos in 3D virtual reality of how to walk, giving them a new picture of how to walk. And based on their research, virtually every single subject started having feelings in their legs they had never had before. They started walking with the use of an exoskeleton, and some of them even started having movement in their legs and trying to stand up and things like that without any exoskeleton. And in fact, the results are being lauded as miraculous and one of the most incredible breakthroughs in many, many years in regard to this issue. I'll cite one more study, and this one may be the most incredible of all. And this is also from Scientific American a few years ago. And the title of this article was, "Your memories are really more like illusions." And that's exactly what they found in the research. They found that our memories have so many lies and errors in them that it is almost factually inaccurate to call them memories, because people think when they hear the word memory of like you taking your iPhone and literally videotaping or taking a picture of an event and then playing it back. And what they found is that our memories are nowhere in the vicinity of that. That it would really be more factually accurate to call them illusions than memories, because there are so many errors and lies in them. And if you have learned anything from me over the years, you know that the problem in every memory that's resonating that fear stress signal to the brain is a lie or error. That's exactly what they found. And here's the amazing part. The researchers were so struck by their own findings. It was so much more extreme than they had thought, that they literally discussed with each other and with a number of other people that maybe the best thing for the good of humanity would be to bury this research and never let anyone know about it. If you know anything about scientific researchers, you know that a scientific researcher making a major worldwide breakthrough and not releasing those findings, oh my goodness, they would never consider that. That's their validation. That's their identity. That's what they do. It's what they live for, okay? So to seriously think about a major breakthrough and not releasing it for the good of humanity, my goodness, I've never heard such a thing, ever. Their reasoning was, we don't see any way to fix this. And so if people know this, that basically a lot of us are living like puppets on a string rather than doing what we want when we want, some people will become despondent. Some people will give up. Some people may even try to end their life through hopelessness. They eventually decided they had an equal responsibility to the truth. And so they did release their findings. And I, for one, am glad they did, because it is not hopeless. There is a way to change these things that are at the source root of illness, disease, negative feelings and emotions, etc. Okay? So,
I was going to say, Alex, from what you're sharing, okay, see if this is too much of an oversimplification, is essentially we health-wise or emotion-wise, we are essentially being held captive to our memories, and memory engineering essentially is the key that unlocks that long-term for those memories that have held individuals captive for so long.
Well, yes. Here's the way I'd put it, Ed. I would much prefer every single time, 100 out of 100, to just pray and have God touch me and heal it. And I absolutely believe those things happen today, and a number of them have happened in my life. But having said that, if I pray and for whatever reason God chooses not to do that, then I completely agree with what you said. I believe this is actually four keys that all turn together at the same time can unlock, heal, fix, et cetera, a memory that maybe kind of has you like a puppet on a string, even if you don't know it, or your children, or your spouse, or yes.
And essentially, you're saying you need good memories to heal those bad memories.
You need truthful memories, and you need memories that are more full of love than fear. And today, what the research is saying is our memories are absolutely permeated with lies. They've literally devolved over thousands and thousands of years, not evolved, and they are more full of negativity and fear than they are love. And there's a whole another new field related to that that I don't have time to go into, but you might Google it. It's called availability bias. That's another function of our brain, nervous system, heart, et cetera. And availability bias is a built-in tendency for us to lean to the negative or fear instead of the positive or love, and to take things out of context when it comes to living our life and making choices. And so, yeah, we've got to have something to reverse this, to get those memories to truth and more love than fear, which in the average person is absolutely not the case today, and the great majority of the people don't even know it. They have no idea this is them. And that's one thing I like, Ed, about, you know, you made a point at the first to say, you know, memory engineering, M for memory, E for engineering spells me, okay? Anais Nin, many, many years ago, said, you know, who are you? Who would you say you are, okay? And she had a very famous quote, and the quote is, we don't see things as they are, we see them as we are. Well, who you are, what you call me, is more your memories than anything else, whether you know it or not. So you need to get them in truth and more love-based than fear-based.
Right. Well, let me ask you this. In doing all your research and working on this project, as long as you have been, are there any other processes or tools that work alongside this concept of memory engineering that you come up with?
Yeah, there's hundreds, if not thousands, of psychologists, psychiatrists, therapists, I mean, that know the truth of what I'm telling you today, that know that it's all about your memories, and are constantly trying to change memories. As far as I can tell, and my publisher is Hachette, they are top five in the world New York publisher. They used to be Time Life. Hachette bought Time Life. They published the Healing Code book as well. And what they tell me, and you can go on Amazon and you will find this same thing, is that there has never been a book or process in the history of the world published on memory engineering. that this would be the first. So, and that's kind of rare these days. I mean, you can think of a whole lot of things and you'll find something, whether it's credible or not, somewhere in this field. As best we can tell, this will be the first. So the answer is, as far as we know, no, there's nothing else.
Okay. Well, now you talked about the heart rate variability study with the 30 people. What has been your experience with people, other people using this process outside
of
that?
I've had so many people who have done memory engineering over the last, I would say, 3 years, who have told me this has done for me what nothing else ever did. Not the codes, not Trilogy, not anything. I've had so many people who said, I've been doing the codes for 12 years. I've been doing Trilogy since September for several months. Had a bunch of these lately, of course. But when I did memory engineering, and it was, and here's what a lot of them said, it was different. It wasn't like doing a code. It wasn't like doing a Trilogy. It was like an experience rather than like feeling a little more positive from a code or more energy from Trilogy or whatever. What over and over they describe is memory engineering was different. It was an experience, and I'm anxious to go back and do another one. So yes, and by the way, the response has been virtually all positive. I've not had one person who said, "Yeah, I really didn't do anything for me," or I haven't seen any results from that. It's been virtually everyone has had a positive outcome or result from memory engineering.
Okay. You just said Trilogy. You said healing codes. So how would you integrate this with somebody who's doing healing codes or somebody who's doing consistently Trilogy? Explain to them how to incorporate one with the other.
Yeah, great question. First of all, I probably would not do the healing code by itself now. I would do it in Trilogy. Now, I do think sometimes it's very, very powerful to do a Trilogy and then cap it off with a particular healing code for that issue. But to me, memory engineering is kind of my last big piece of the puzzle that creates a whole. A couple of years ago, we changed our sort of logo thing to Whole Life Healing. And that comes from many, many years where I've been teaching and believe that we're not one thing, we're three things. We're a body, a mind, and a spirit. And each of those three speaks a different language. And Master Key is a program that I worked on for multiple decades to find all the pieces and put together that's based on that body, mind, spirit. Trilogy now is body, mind, spirit, as opposed to the healing codes, which are primarily spirit and mind, okay? Well, with Trilogy, with the addition of all those other components, it makes it body, mind, spirit. Well, memory engineering is really everything in one because you are down there in your source programming. Your memories are your source programming. That's what Southwestern Medical Center found when they were trying to finally discover where does cancer come from? How come one person gets it and another one doesn't? And they discovered it's your memories. It comes from your memories. So that is source programming. And it's source programming for body. Your body follows the directions of those memories primarily in your un- and subconscious and generational mind, all right? Your mind, you feel the emotions mandated by your memories, okay? National Geographic did a special issue a few years ago. I've got it right here. It's called the Owner's Manual for the Brain. And the major study in that special edition issue is a study where they found that 1 second before making any significant decision, there's an electrical spike in the brain. And it took them years to figure out what it was, but they did. And what it is your unconscious mind mandating what your decision will be. Now, that kind of goes along with what I was talking about tonight. The people who discovered your memories are more like illusions, and they were like, well, maybe we shouldn't publish this for the good of humanity, because if people know this, they're going to be, a lot of them will give up because they'll feel like a puppet on a string. Well, that's sort of that similar thing. 1 second before a significant decision, your unconscious mind, or what I call the spiritual heart, mandates. It doesn't ask, it commands what that decision is going to be. Now, you don't know that, and if someone asks you why you made that decision, that won't be your answer. You'll say, oh, it's because I decided logically that because of this reason and this reason. No, not why you did it. You did it because your unconscious mandated it. Well, do you want your unconscious mandating things based on fear and lies, or on love and truth? Well, for me, for my wife, Hope, for Harry, for George, for the people I love and care about, I want their decisions to be made based on love and truth, not fear and lies. But to answer your question, Ed, it to me, it integrates beautifully as a seamless whole. Memory engineering is coming at the issue from a 180 completely different angle than the codes or trilogy or even master key, but it's coming at it from an extraordinarily powerful new angle that, along with trilogy and the codes and master key, to me, makes a complete whole, probably for the first time in the history of our company. So, and I'll describe in the program how to do that. So,
okay.
That's my answer.
Okay. Before we go to Q&A, which I'm sure we got lots of people that are ready to do that, but I want to ask you one question. I don't want you to be offended, but I think it's important that I ask you this question for everybody's benefit. And that is, you've released some new stuff recently. The most recent, of course, is Trilogy back in September. Is there anything else new coming down the pike? I mean, seriously, because of what's been happening, I think that everybody deserves to hear from you what your perspective is, and I think we all need to hear from you.
Ed, I'm so offended. I'm just leaving right now. I'm kidding.
Oh,
no, great,
okay.
Great question. Great question. There's nothing else coming down the pike. And by the way, I've been testing, researching, working on these things, troubleshooting for years, really for today. Having today in mind all along, when we would finally get to a place, hopefully, if Trilogy worked and if I could get memory engineering to work and all that, when we would get to the place where we had a whole from all angles that work, different angles that work, but body, mind, spirit, you know, coming at those source memories from memory engineering, which has nothing to do with any body movements or anything like that, from Trilogy, which is the top 8 modalities in the history of the world in 1 3-minute process, or if you have the advanced, the top 12 in a 5-minute process. But holistically, you know, I've used this example before. If I find out I've got cancer tomorrow, you know, I really believe I'm not going to be looking for one thing to work on my cancer. I'm going to be looking for 10 things that are all great, that are all that all work together in harmony, kind of holistically, to heal my cancer. All right? Because I believe everything that is good and true works together in harmony, not in conflict. So, but the short answer is no. As far as I know, there's nothing else big coming down the pike. Now, we will be doing a whole lot of, okay, how do you use memory engineering with Trilogy, with Master Key, with the codes for your kids? How do you use all those things together working on depression? How do you use all those things together working on the source of cancer? You know, a lot of that. But as far as the modalities, as far as the major tools, as far as I know today, there's nothing else coming. I've reached kind of the finish line of that after 35 years. And but I believe it's every single piece that I have felt for years and decades that were needed in order to come at an issue from all angles in as powerful a way as is possible.
Okay, that's fair. I would probably do the same. I would probably look at everything possible to do it. I'm sure back if I was living in the 1800s and I got tired of riding a horse, I would probably be the first one that would have invented a car because I wouldn't want to ride a horse all the time. So I get it. Let me go ahead, Alex, before we go to the Q&A, let me tell everybody how to get in line on the phones, and then let me give the website. So if you want to ask Dr. Alex a question this evening about memory engineering and how it would apply and be able to be effective in your life, then press *2 on your phone pad, and that will then show up on my dashboard. I'll be able to identify you with the last four digits of your phone number, and you'll be able to ask a question. As always, the sooner you get in, the quicker we can get to you. I already have a number of folks that have already submitted questions off of the internet, so we'll get to those as well. But let me give you the website to go to find out more information about memory engineering. You can see a video there of Alex. And actually, if you go to this page and you scroll down, you'll actually be able to see a button that says View a Sample of the Memory Engineering Course. You can click on that. It'll take you to a video, and there's about a 13-and-a-half-minute section of Dr. Alex demonstrating a sample of the Memory Engineering Course. So go to DR, okay, DR for Dr., DR Alexander Lloyd, that's 1LLOYD.com/ the word memory and then a dash and the word engineering. Okay, let me give it to you again. DR Alexander Lloyd.com / memory, M-E-M-O-R-Y, and then a dash, not an underline, but a dash, engineering, E-N-G-I-N-E-E-R-I-N-G. And so be patient. Normally what happens is everybody all of a sudden dashes to that website, and we have a lot of folks that go there at one time, and that sometimes overloads the server, and it comes up, there's an error message. So folks, just be patient, and you can go there, and you can get in and be able to get more information about it. So let's go to the Q&A, and I've already got some questions that have been coming in. So Alan wants to know, does Trilogy accomplish the same thing in a different way? How do the two processes differ?
I assume he's talking about Trilogy or the Healing
Trilogy.
Trilogy. Yes. Well, yes and no. Okay, Trilogy is coming at your body and mind through acupuncture and acupuncture points. It's coming at your spirit, unconscious, your spiritual heart and mind through the healing codes. It's coming at your spirit and body through energy centers, governing and conception vessel, which is your yin and yang, and then a number of other modalities that you know, do some of those same things as well. But you're coming at it from, I would say, a primarily physical process, okay? I used to tell people, you know, the healing codes work whether you believe in it or not. It's a physical process. And from day one, it worked best and fastest and most dramatically on infants and animals. You can't placebo an infant or an animal. So it's not based on belief. It's a physical process. Memory engineering is not a physical process. It's hard to describe over the phone. Very easy in the videos and the manual. But it is, I would say, it is laser focused. Memory engineering is laser focused on the source issues of body, mind, and spirit. And it's about changing that negative energy to positive, changing the lies to the truth, changing your overall minus 10 to plus 10 heart energy more and more positively until psychological adaptation can kick in and take you the rest of the way automatically and effortlessly. That's not really ever what we have taught in regard to the codes or even trilogy. It's just totally different. Now, is there a lot of overlap? Yeah, but the overlap is not the doing a physical process, because there's nothing physical about memory engineering. But is there overlap in dealing with, like, the healing codes, issues of the heart, and memory engineering, issues of the heart? Yes, but one from a physical process, one from a completely non-physical process, more of a spiritual process. Not religious, though.
Nancy wants to know, is this a talking procedure?
No, it's not. No, there's no talking involved. No.
Okay. NB wants to know, any more information so I can better understand what the spiritual heart is?
Well, yeah, very good question. To me, I call it that because Solomon called it that. But what modern science would call it is the unconscious, the subconscious, and your conscience. It would be, and of course, your memories are kind of the common currency in all of those. But not so much your conscience. That's sort of built-in love-based programming. But unconscious, subconscious, generational, all of that sort of lumped together is similar to what I'm calling the spiritual heart, because Solomon did.
Okay. Alice wants to know, how did they implant a memory into the brain of the mice?
It is so technical that it was difficult for me to understand. So I'm not going to try to explain that, okay? If you want to look it up, go to Scientific American. The era of memory engineering has arrived, and you can read it for yourself. But it's exactly, they know exactly how to do it. It's basically implanting a map of how to run a maze that is more powerful than the mouse's memory of previously about how to run a maze, and becomes the new default for the mouse on how to run a maze. That's the key, is it has to become the new default. And that's the key with memory engineering as well, because if you still have your old default, then you may have helped yourself a little bit, but you've still got the same problem. So in memory engineering as well, when you're done successfully, you have a new default for that memory that you've not had before.
Okay. David says, I know I have lived my life in fear. How do I change that?
Well, yeah, my number 1 through 10 is pray. Starting with number 11, I would say trilogy and memory engineering. And I believe absolutely with anybody, it can change. Let me tell you, hopes, if you go on that minus 10 to plus 10 energy of your heart, according to my testing, and Hope says this makes sense and resonates with her, her heart energy was about a minus 9 those years when she was depressed, okay? It doesn't get a whole lot more fear-based than that, ladies and gentlemen. Today, she's probably plus 8. So it is possible for anybody.
Okay. I want to remind you, if you are on a phone and you want to ask a question live, just press star 2. That will raise your hand, and I'll be able to see it on the dashboard, and we can go there. Let me go to the next question. Ricardo wants to know, does memory engineering use brain wave entrainment?
No, it does not. It does not use any device. It does not use any recording that you listen to. It is a process that you do, and in positive joining hands relationship with your heart.
Okay. Erica from Honolulu says she wants to know this. Do you need to be a visual person to do and use memory engineering?
No, you don't.
A meditation, yeah, she says, is this like a meditation guided imagery?
No, you don't need to be a visual person, but I will say it's easier for people who are visual. But if you're not visual, it will still work, and my guess is over a period of time, it's very likely, unless you have traumatic brain injury, you will become more and more visual.
Okay. Let me give the website one more time, Dr. Alex. And again, I want to remind everybody, when you go to that website, you have the opportunity to see a 13-minute component of memory engineering. Alex demonstrates it, walks people through it, and talks it. It's about a 13-minute clip. I've watched it myself, and so there's some other information there. So go to dralexanderlloyd.com/memory, M-E-M-O-R-Y, dash engineering, E-N-G-I-E-R, I can't even spell engineering, E-N-G-I-N-E-E-R-I-N-G. So it's memory dash engineering. And you'll find the information there. Okay, let's go back. Let me check and see if anybody has called in, Dr. Alex. Nobody does, but we still have some questions. And we're going to take about another, three or four minutes here and wrap up. Julie wants to know, will memory engineering help me with food addiction?
You know what they found at Southwestern in their study is when you heal the memories, if you can find a way to heal the memories, it can heal or change anything. And that's why Dr. Nessler said in that interview, which was reprinted all over the world, in the future, this is going to mean the difference in cancer or no cancer. This is going to mean the difference in happy or unhappy. This is going to mean the difference in everything. This is going to change everything in medicine. This is going to change everything in health because the memories are where the cancer comes from. The memories are where the diabetes comes from. The memories are where the allergies come from. Now, am I saying if you do memory engineering, your allergies are going away? No, of course not. It's not working on allergies. It's working on your memories. But that's what I've seen happen in clients, and that's what Southwestern found in their study.
Okay. This is from Paul. He said, I've been dealing with some severe headaches a few weeks after I retired back this past March. After dealing with numerous pills and everything, I finally had an MRI done and found I have a herniated disc in my neck, C5. It's literally taken my life away, and I want to know, the mornings are the worst. Is there a certain code to help me with this?
Well, if you're talking code, yeah, I would do Trilogy on that, and all the codes are in the package. The Trilogy home training program, the Source Issues Trilogy, all, and I would just rotate between those. But I would highly recommend doing memory engineering along with it, because it comes from a totally different angle that is extraordinarily powerful.
Okay, another question from Alan. He says, what kind of results could one expect if they didn't use the codes or Trilogy and just focused on memory engineering? Would just using memory engineering be okay?
Well, I never advise that, even though since I started using this with clients, I have had many clients tell me that's exactly what they did, and they've gotten results that they've never been able to get before. Now, even when they tell me that, I say, that is great, but start using Trilogy again, because you're coming at it from a completely different angle, and they work together in harmony, and if nothing else, it's going to work preventatively. But I will tell you, I've had a number of clients not take my advice and tell me they've gotten better results than they ever have with anything.
Okay. Erica wants to know, does this work for inherited memories?
Absolutely, yes. And I tell you how to deal with that in the program.
Well, Dr. Alex, as we wrap it up here, let me go ahead and give the website one more time, and then I'll give you an opportunity to wrap it up. Folks, go to dralexanderlloyd.com/memory, M-E-M-O-R-Y, and then a dash, not an underscore, engineering, E-N-G-I-N-E-E-R-I-N-G, memory-engineering. And you'll be able to see the information. There'll be a video. Scroll down toward the bottom of the page, and then you'll see, again, a button right through the middle of it. Let me scroll down there. It says, view a sample of the memory engineering course. And it's a red button, white letters. Can't miss it. And it's there. So, Dr. Alex, why don't you wrap it up for us?
Yeah. If you are one of our long-term partners and friends, if you are new to us, what I would like to tell you is that 17 years ago, I believe, I started on a journey with many of you. And the journey started with the healing codes. And I believe it, in some ways, ends tonight with the release of Memory Engineering, which will be my next book coming out in the fall. And I believe that until now, it's not that we haven't been able to help a lot of people, and because we have thousands and thousands of testimonials of people all over the world, 50 states, 173 countries, I think at last count. But I do believe starting now, we have a complete, harmonious whole to help people, body, mind, spirit, and then memory engineering would really be the source of all three. So I'm very grateful. This has not happened because of my intelligence. I feel like I've been led by God to all of it. And I just want to help as many people as I can for as long as I can. But I am very, 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 very excited about the addition of being able to change these source issues that are the source issues for you, whether you realize it or not. And Scientific American found this will probably never be available because it involves brain surgery. I believe it is available and does not involve brain surgery. The other Scientific American research where the researchers said maybe we shouldn't release this to humanity because there's no way to fix it, I believe there is a way to fix it. And I'm so excited about the people that we can help that maybe we've not been able to help until now, because these are the issues they needed to have changed. And maybe that's you. And I would certainly encourage you to see if it's you by trying memory engineering. Like all of our other main things, it has a one-year money, no questions asked, money-back guarantee, nothing to lose. Goes way, way more in-depth than the book will that comes out in the fall. Has a way to track your results, et cetera. And we'll be talking about this and using it on our live events and everything else from now on. That's it for me, Ed. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Alex.